You know, over the years, we've heard lots of stories of those who want to get into the United States illegally, legally, and all the immigration craziness that's going on. But there's one story that you haven't heard, or at least until now. It comes from FT.com. Of course, that's the Financial Times. It says that at the U.S. Embassy in London, there is a waiting list that none of the officials like to discuss. On that list, there are Americans hoping to give up their citizenship as they seek shelter from the Internal Revenue Service. Yeah, you heard it right. One lawyer fighting for a client's right to do so is Suzanne Reisman, a former civil rights lawyer who is now a private client lawyer in Mayfair, Central London. You make a lot of sacrifices when you have to pay U.S. taxes and live outside the country for a long time. But you also make a lot of sacrifices when you give up your passport, she says. Having lived in London since 1998, Ms. Reisman considered herself also to give up her U.S. passport, but probably won't. I don't want to die in the U.K., she says. With many executives living away from their countries of origin, the reasons to change citizenship range from clarifying tax status, making it easier to cross borders, and in particular the case of passport holders from emerging markets who find themselves working in countries such as the U.S. for prolonged periods of time, or discovering that over time their allegiances have changed. Well, any individual will need to weigh the pros and cons of any change, the article says, in status, both in terms and the hassle it can entail, and the long-term consequences. It also poses challenges for employers. So, yeah, there are people who just don't want to pay taxes anymore and want to give up their citizenship. That's hard to believe, but true. Simple thing is you pay tax. That's how we survive today. It all started when the war started, and income tax continues on. You can thank the government for that. As far as giving up your citizenship goes, these are some stories that you probably won't hear too much on the mainstream media, but we do hear lots about illegal aliens and those who are wanting to become U.S. citizens the wrong way, but there are U.S. citizens who are wanting to switch to another side. I guess it happens everywhere. I'm Dana Pretzer. That's today's commentary.